Last month, Haiti marked the one-year anniversary of the devastating earthquake that destroyed much of Port-au-Prince. The Haitian government, as well as many aid groups, say the recovery in the capital is proceeding extremely slowly. But just 20 miles outside of Port-au-Prince, near the epicenter of the quake, NPR's Jason Beaubien reports that things are moving much faster.
The earthquake was centered near the city of Layergon, southwest of the capital. Tens of thousands of quake victims are still living in camps in the area, but progress is visible here. Unlike in the capital, much of downtown Layergon has been bulldozed flat. Small transitional shelters built by international aid groups are scattered all over the place. Again, a sight that's not that common in Port-au-Prince. And while there are still complaints about a lack of coordination for the reconstruction effort, people in Layergon are actively trying to shape the future of their city. Max Maturin, the director of CURL, Citizens United for the Rebuilding of Layergon, is on a stage near the center of the city. The meeting is a brainstorming session about how to rebuild Layergon. Maturin says his group wants to come up with a master plan for the city, quickly. 1 year after the quake, he says all the quake-damaged buildings should have been demolished and the rubble removed. Here we are in downtown, and there are still some sections that have not yet been cleared, he says. Some sections are still in the same condition as right after the quake. But compared to the pace of rubble removal in Port-au-Prince, Layergon is moving incredibly fast. By various estimates, 90 to 95% of the earthquake debris in the capital has yet to be hauled away. Demolition was easier in Layergon, in part because it's a smaller city, and there was plenty of space nearby to dump the rubble. While most of Port-au-Prince hasn't yet gotten to reconstruction, here in Layergon, Kisnel Louis Charles complains that the construction is too haphazard. It's strange that each aid group comes up with its own kind of housing, Louis Charles says. They should work together to come up with a plan to rebuild the city, the complete city, not just a single street. It's not the proper way to work. Almost all the houses he's talking about are what aid groups call transitional shelters, simple structures usually on a cement pad that are expected to last 3 to 5 years. An estimated 1.5 million people were left homeless by the quake. But a year later, according to the United Nations, only 1,179 new permanent houses have been built nationwide. And most of those permanent structures went up outside Port-au-Prince. The Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries, known as CAM, built 107 houses 15 miles further west of Layergon in the coastal city of Petite Guave. Carlos Francois got one of the two-room cement buildings. Francois says people are really happy with the houses they're getting from CAM. He says they prefer the concrete to the plywood walls of other shelters because they feel stronger. It's been easier to put up new shelters in smaller cities like Petite Guave because land titles are clearer. In Port-au-Prince, where the majority of the residents were renters, there have been bitter disputes over who actually owns particular plots. Francois got one house from CAM, but because he has 7 children, he's applied for another house from ADRA, the Adventist Development and Relief Agency. This infuriates his neighbor, Marie-Michelle Noël-Saint. Noël-Saint's rambling cinder block house didn't fall down in the quake, but long cracks scar most of the walls. She still sleeps in it with her 3 kids because she says she has no other choice.
I'm so frustrated because I am a victim as well, and they don't want to give me the house. I'm so worried, and with all those cracks, I'm afraid that if another earthquake happens, that me and my kids can die inside of the house.
With millions of dollars in donations for housing backed up in the aid pipeline, relief groups are building wherever there's the least resistance. If a site is covered in debris or has a partially damaged house still sitting on it, they move on to someplace else. And the more complicated cases, such as the Noël-Saint family, often fall through the cracks. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered.